Hello and welcome to Real Men Feel. I'm your host, author, coach, and healer, Andy Grant. Please visit theandygrant.com to learn more about me and my offerings. If you notice today's episode looking and sounding a bit different, that's because I'm on the road and don't have my usual setup. Real Men Feel exists to remind men that they are human beings, and they have the right and indeed the need to experience and express all of their emotions. Are you comfortable being alone? Can you enjoy your own company? Oftentimes, men will feel uncomfortable emotions if they are alone and in silence. I am an only child, so I'm used to being alone. But I've always had music or TV playing in the background. I wasn't a fan of absolute silence because I wasn't a fan of some of my own thoughts. Over the years, and with lots of work and growth, I've become incredibly comfortable being on my own and with the silence of only my mind and my thoughts. Growing up, I thought doing something in public alone meant you were a friendless loser. I'd miss movies and concerts that I wanted to see, but I couldn't find someone to go with me, so I missed out. In recent years, I've started going to movies alone and love it. There's no debate, no hesitation. I don't need to convince somebody of anything. I've even been going to concerts alone too and enjoyed myself, didn't feel judged. Earlier this year, I went to see Anthrax in Boston on a Sunday night. Because I knew, I didn't even bother asking anyone because I knew even the friends I have that like Anthrax were not going to go out into Boston on a Sunday night. I'm currently in Toronto, Canada for 2 weeks of training with the Modern Mystery School. I've been recertified as a guide already, and coming up, I'll be recertified as a healer and a life activation practitioner. Then I have 7 days of new classes. And I drove up here alone. It was a 12-hour ride because from Boston to Toronto is probably like 8 hours for most people, but I have to drive a Tesla, so I need to stop and recharge about every 90 minutes or so on the highway. But I had a blast. I was able to sing at the top of my lungs, and every song played all day long was a song that I loved. I explored new towns and stores at each new stop, and the weather was just fantastic. I drove up here on Sunday, and today, Wednesday, is the only day I don't have any classes. I had planned to go to the Wonderland Amusement Park, which is just 10 miles away from here. It's Canada's biggest and perhaps only amusement park. I don't know. But they have some great rides, including a world record dive coaster. So a dive coaster is when it's a big like flat coaster car, and it just stops at the hill for like a few seconds and then plummets down. So it's that moment of anticipation when you're hanging in your seat. You're testing that seatbelt, that restraint system. And I just love that. If you know anything about me, you know I love roller coasters. So I thought that would be what I would do. And I plan to do a show all about enjoying yourself. And I don't mean masturbation, but enjoying yourself, going on adventures by yourself, and enjoying your own company. And I was going to have all sorts of cool photos of me on all these crazy rides and coasters. But no. Because another thing common on the path of spiritual growth and healing is resistance. Technically known as your shit. As in, when you go outside of your comfort zone, your shit will rise up. When we shine more light into ourselves, into our beings, into our mind, the shadows are more apparent. Saturday morning, I was getting ready. I was getting my last workout in before I left. And my lower back locked up. And my legs went numb. And I collapsed to the floor in pain. And I lay there screaming and swearing, and my wife was upstairs, thought I had a stroke or something, but I could not move without pain. I was worried my entire trip was in jeopardy. Now, I've had this issue in the past. It's been years, and I don't recall it ever that bad, but in the past, it always took at least 2 weeks, and visiting the chiropractor like every other day, and heating and cooling pads, it just took weeks and weeks of effort to get any sort of mobility back. So I was really concerned. It looked bleak and I felt bleak. But I called my chiropractor. I got right in for emergency appointment. So for the first time, I got treated within an hour of the incident. And thought it was going to be good. I had hope, but the treatment had me in more pain. I left that chiropractic visit limping and in more pain than I had gone in. And I knew sometimes that happened, but again, I was doing my best to feel confident. But I didn't know physically how I was going to be able to do this, to sit through a 12-hour car ride so that I could be in classes sitting again for hours and hours upon for 2 weeks. So I did lots of prayer, lots of rituals, lots of the things I've learned with the Modern Mystery School, lots of things I do with clients. And I did a longer video on Facebook about my resistance to this and my struggle with prayer and with God indeed in the past and why this was such a big deal. And I'll put that in the show notes. But by that afternoon, Saturday afternoon, prayers were answered, man. I was able to move. I was able to turn and move with grace. I could try on clothes and pack and put things into my car. Like hours before, I was literally could not move. I was on the ground in agony. That's why my trip up here was even more joyous than ever before. I felt liberated. I felt, man, like destined, and just like I pushed past discomfort and resistance, and nothing was going to stop me from getting up here, which is, again, especially important to me this year, because last year I should have been here and I didn't come. Last year, I chose the resistance. I chose the comfort of retreating from my own light, from being of service, from growing, from pushing through. And the Tesla, well, that made all the stops the Tesla needed. I needed those too, because the worst thing for me was sitting still. So every time I got out of the car, I was like, oh, it took me a few minutes. But with a stop every 90 minutes, I had a reason to get up and walk. And within 3 minutes of walking, my back felt fine and loosened up great. So far, I've gone through 2 long days of sitting in class, and with just occasional bolts of pain as I try to get out of a chair after a few hours. But I'm feeling extremely joyous, filled with this new energy and information and learning new ways to be of service when I return home. So I'll miss the roller coasters, but I'll gladly celebrate my freedom of movement. And Realman Field will be taking a 2-week break so I can focus on my mystery school trainings. Please enjoy and celebrate you in some way. If you can't enjoy the silence of your own existence, ask why. Perhaps journal, right? Speak out loud, or fall to the ground and pray for help and guidance. I do all those things. So until next time, wherever you're discovering Realman Field, please like, follow, comment, share, subscribe. And if you want to explore having a conversation with me and get clarity on where you want to go and what's in your way, visit theandygrant.com/talk. And until next time, be good to yourself.